There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, it's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. I hope you had a great weekend. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day, wherever it is you get your favorite podcast. If you subscribe or follow this pod, it'll be waiting for you each and every day. We're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock, right there on Main Street. I popped into the Daily Draft on Friday, saw the folks, including Sean Daly and the great crew. That really is a one-of-a-kind sports bar. It's not the old school, like, deep-fried menu items, and everybody's kind of on top of each other. It's a great setup. It's the ultimate sports bar experience. Wall-to-wall flat screens, self-serve taps, craft bar, chef-inspired menu, and a 10% discount for lunch when you mention the Daily 10. Mention this podcast, they'll take 10% off your lunch order. Now, it is also worth mentioning, they have this front row seating. Like, they have the biggest big screen I've ever seen with this beautiful couch sitting right in front of it. If you want to watch your football, your baseball, your all your sports, even the Olympics, check out the Daily Draft. Downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Mention the Daily 10. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. All right, let's get to the news of the day. And we start with the Braves, who split their weekend series with the Phillies. They lost the finale 2-1 yesterday. Now, here's kind of a picture of the Braves' season. They outscored the Phillies 24-12 in the series, but it only got them a split. The up and down offensive, you know, output, 7 runs in the first game, only 1 in the second game, 15 run explosion in game 3, and then again yesterday, just 1 run. And there you see the kind of ebbs and flows of the offense. Since the All-Star break, this is how the Braves have gone. Loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. They're 4-5 since the break. 48-50 overall, and I mean, it's like Groundhog Day. Every time you think they're ready to make a push, it's the back and forth. So, well, here's where you are, right? Lots of key injuries combined with a pretty mediocre bullpen, and that might be being kind. And this is kind of what you get. And I know people are pointing to the trade deadline because the Braves and the Mets will play this 5-game series starting today. So the thought is, well, if it goes well, they'll make deals, and if it doesn't, they won't. Folks, I mean, you've seen 100 games. You kind of know how this series is going to go, number one. Most likely the Braves will win 3 of the 5 or lose 3 of 5. Like, one of those two things will happen, and they'll be either 4 games back of the Mets, or in the worst-case scenario, if it's a 2-3 stretch, they'll be, what, 6 games back? Not much is going to change from the standings perspective. And if you're Alex Anthopoulos, like, you don't look at a 5-game series and say, well, that's the reason I'm going to do one thing or another. You have 100 games of a sample to know. You're not going to be able to fill all these holes, right? You're not going to ever be able to fill the hole of Ronald Acuna's absence, the bat of Marcell Ozuna, the frontline starting capabilities of Mike Soroka, mixed in with Travis d'Arnaud and Waskari Noah and some guys who might be coming back, but they might make a couple of small moves. That's not going to swing much. It's just not. This is kind of what they are, and it's been this way for a while. Some of us tried to live in denial for a good long while in it, thinking things would turn, and just it hasn't turned. One note from the weekend, too, in the 4-game series, Freddie Freeman actually swung and missed at a pitch, which that's news. That ended Freddie's streak of consecutive plate appearances without a swing and a miss at 35. Freddie saw 138 pitches between swings and misses. It's the first time he swung and missed at a pitch since July 11th in Miami against Pablo Lopez. That's just ridiculous. We've seen Freddie hot before. I mean, the guy just won an MVP last season, but I don't think we've ever seen him hotter than he is right now. He's squaring everything up. When he makes an out, it's a shock. Middle of the order, at times, has done more than enough. It's just not consistently to be able to, you know, try to survive a 2-1 loss yesterday at the hands of Aaron Nola. They had chances to push a run across earlier in that game, and maybe a couple of runs throughout the ballgame, just couldn't do it. It is Worth pointing out how good Tuki Toussaint was again yesterday. He was outstanding in his second start for the Braves. 7 innings, 5 hits, didn't walk a batter, struck out 10. That backed up the really good outing against San Diego last week when he went 6 2/3, gave up just 3 hits, a run, and 5 Ks. So this series begins in New York today with the doubleheader. Kyle Muller goes in game one against Marcus Stroman at 5-10. Bryce Wilson will face what looks like a Mets pen game in game two at 8:40. Now, it's the same Braves duo that pitched in the doubleheader last week against San Diego. So with young pitching, you just don't know what you're going to get outing to outing. We'll see what it looks like. This, for a lot of folks, is sort of the rubber meets the road series. I just don't know that I'm going to go there. Maybe the Braves shock us all and win 4 of 5, or in some alternate universe, sweep the Mets. I don't expect either of those things to happen, but we'll take a peek and see how it starts today with the doubleheader against the Metropolitans. We're all brought to you by United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. Go to unitedbincleaning.com. Get that pressure washing project on the books. If you're a homeowner, you need these things done. United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing came out and pressure washed my driveway, my deck, and my fence, and they did a beautiful job on all three. They can do the same for you, and they're going to give you 10% off any pressure wash, or if you need your home soft wash to bring back that glow to that most important investment, they have a formula that they use, which is safe soap to make sure it doesn't affect the exterior of your home in a negative way. They'll take 10% off any pressure wash or soft wash job by mentioning promo code Matt Lanna. You can book it at unitedbincleaning.com. Or you can call Jeff Terry. He's the owner at 404-889-3355. Again, that's 404-889-3355. All right, so the story continues to unwind here about Oklahoma and Texas looking to join the SEC. And now it sounds like it's not an if, but rather a when it will become official. There will be a fight from the Big 12. There could be lawyers involved. Could be a lot of dollars changing hands. But there was a report over the weekend that said it was done. Chip Brown of 24/7 Sports, who covers the Longhorns, said it's going to happen. Now, each school, if and when they do leave the Big 12, will owe over $75 million if they move to the SEC. That note per ESPN, that having to do with TV contracts and leaving specific conferences. So, again, one source told Yahoo, I think it's going to happen. It's the beginning of a lot of dominoes. Another industry source predicted this could be remembered as a seminal moment, much like the Supreme Court case in 1984 that opened up free market television for college football by breaking it away from the NCAA. The realignment dominoes that could fall could be fascinating. How the SEC would line up, whether it stays in two divisions when Oklahoma and Texas join, whether it goes back to a full conference of just everybody battling for the two top spots. There have been rumors about 4 different pods with 4 teams each. We'll see how that plays itself out. There'll be a lot more on this story in the days and weeks to come, but it sounds like this could move rather quickly, that Oklahoma and Texas declare they're headed to the SEC, just a matter of when and the logistics and the money that would be involved. We're also on the eve of the Falcons heading to training camp tomorrow in Flowery Branch. And folks, I promise you, I want this to be about football on the field, and I'm sort of interested in a lot of angles with the Falcons in year one for Arthur Smith, how he incorporates Kyle Pitts, the tight end, non-tight end unicorn first-round pick, how Matt Ryan assimilates to Arthur Smith's offense, how well they run the ball. Can Dean Pease do a lot of things with their defense? Like, all this stuff will be storylines throughout camp and then leading up to the season. But the story that just won't go away is how these teams are going to look when it comes to logistics and COVID protocols heading into their specific training camps. Well, the number came out over the weekend that in total, 82 of the 89 players on the Falcons roster have been vaccinated, giving them 92% roster coverage. That number came from Jeff Schultz. Then I saw where Torrey McElnaney of The Athletic reported the Falcons are one of 9 teams with at least a 90% vaccination rate. Why is that important? Their training camp can look sort of, you know, similar to all of their training camps prior to 2020. Relaxed COVID protocols, not as much testing. Meeting rooms can look the same as they did a couple of years ago. You're not spread out outside. You're not doing virtual stuff. So that does matter in a way. And I saw where Peter King in his Football Morning in America column said an executive told him that the league has made it clear that unvaccinated players are, quote, second-class citizens in the way they're going to be treated, and it's going to be worse for coaches, where we saw Vikings offensive line coach Rick Dennison, who was terminated over the weekend. He was their offensive line coach and run game coordinator, who was not vaccinated, was not going to get the vaccine. And coaches are not eligible to be on these staffs. They're tier one employees, and they need to be vaccinated. If they're not, they're not going to be coaching. And these teams are putting together their rosters with vaccination rate and players vaccinated in mind. There's a story over the weekend that still street free agents who are not vaccinated, they're not going to get calls to be signed by teams. Conversely, there have been players who were pretty dead set against getting the shot who eventually did, and they found themselves getting signed late in the offseason. I hope once we get into camp and once we move past this, it does become about all this stuff, because I think the Falcons, again, there are a ton of stories that will be intriguing to watch throughout this training camp. Falcons will be on the field later in the week, and before you know it, they're on the field. They have a preseason game coming up in, what, two and a half, less than 3 weeks. They'll be in MBS against Tennessee and the Titans in week one. Remember, it's a three-game preseason this year with no fourth game and a two-week period between the final game and the opening of the season, which for the Falcons will come September 12th at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. Support these great local brands. These are locally owned businesses, and the Daily Draft is on Main Street in downtown Woodstock. They're going to give you 10% off your lunch when you mention the Daily 10 podcast. And speaking of local, United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing, that's a great local brand. They will pressure wash your home, or excuse me, any project at home, being your driveway, your deck, your fence, whatever you need pressure washed, or a soft wash your home at 10% off when you mention promo code Matt Lanna. I'll be on the radio in Atlanta on 680 The Fan today, and we're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.